That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I guess we're at the last day of June because we're going into this explosive July. The new moon in Cancer and lots of activity in the skies is going to help me tell you what's going on. It'll be so interesting tonight, especially at the end of the program, so don't miss it. Okay, let's start. This Cancer new moon is sandwiched between two full moons in Capricorn. That's a very rare event. The second Capricorn full moon is at the end of July and will be the most powerful. The 29 degrees of this second full moon will be activated by Pluto and has been over the past few months. So the energy is already here and it's just getting better. Just before we get to the new moon on July 5th, which is the day after Independence Day, we have both Saturn and Neptune turning retrograde in Pisces. This energy is felt several days before and after the action. Saturn is between 17 and 22 degrees Pisces on June 29th, it retrogrades, I think, at 21, and Neptune is at 29 degrees on July 2nd. Saturn has to do with discipline, patience, delays, and whatever in the energy falls in your chart. So yesterday it went retrograde. I wonder how many of you noticed it. It could have to do with some kind of external control or delays or weightiness. I have a lot of planets in my third house. And it's Pisces. So I'm really going to feel it. Saturn is excellent with rewards. If you can apply patience as you work through the problems or blockages, it's almost sure to ask you the question, how far have you come in your spiritual development? When a planet is retrograde, it's closer to the Earth. There could be some more military control worldwide. And believe me, they just put out a warning tonight all over Europe about possible terrorism. So here we are. More militarization, victimhood, deception, removal of the top leaders, and beheaded. The buck stops here. That's going to be the top-down people's cry. Pisces and Neptune are linked to the blood, poison, and toxicity. The next couple of months will be very interesting. As I have been stating all year, Saturn moves through Pisces until February 2026. Another theme of Saturn in Pisces is dissolving density, dissolving gravity. As we move into our light body, we are actually dissolving our density. We're becoming homelumious. We're becoming lighter beings. This is the effect of raising our consciousness. In fact, there's an inverse relationship between gravity and consciousness. If you look at what's happening to the astronauts after they land on after they left the Earth's magnetic field, the gravitational field, they started to have some really profound psychic experiences, and it expanded their consciousness. If you look at what's happening, Edgar Mitchell has written a great deal about this and set up an organization called IONS, which you can check out online. We are becoming the light body. We are raising our consciousness, especially at this Pisces season, running into February of 2026. So that's how long Saturn is going to be in Pisces. Many of us are feeling this. From the ingredients of the photon belt, the high-frequency light we're experiencing to a greater degree. This only happens once every 12,000 years, plus the intensified solar activity and solar flares. We're moving into the peak of the solar cycle 25, and this is an 11-year sunspot cycle. We have a lot of help, a lot of universal ingredients for us to lift our consciousness right now. So I'm telling you, we're baking a cake called the New World, and we're getting all the ingredients together. With Saturn retrograde in Pisces, it's like pulling back the covers on many of these issues, which Neptune amplifies further. Neptune in Pisces moves retrograde on July 2nd. Both Saturn and Neptune retrograde this week. They will come closer to the Earth, and their energy will be felt more strongly. Neptune is at 29 degrees of Pisces. The last 5 minutes of Pisces, as well as the zodiac. It will be hovering around this degree for the next few months and return to that point for 7 months next year. If you have any planets in mutable signs at that degree, and those signs are Pisces, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Gemini, and if they're at 1, or 0 degrees of the cardinal signs, Aries, Libra, Capricorn, and Cancer, you will be feeling this transit. These planets are also sitting on the world axis. Any planets between 28 degrees immutable and 2 degrees of the cardinal signs are on the world axis. That's because the North Node is in Aries. And therefore, that puts these planets on the public stage. Although it's the very last degree of the zodiac, it carries within it the new seeds for the nude episodes that are coming for humanity. As we slide through the mush, I think the new episode for humanity will begin in February of 2026, when Saturn and Neptune leave Pisces and enter Aries, the beginning of the new zodiac energy. They are together, energetically holding hands, and that will be a big deal. Not that we don't have some more before, because we do. But starting the new world is going to be wonderful in 2026. If you have any aspects at 29 degrees Pisces, wherever that falls in your chart, you could feel as if the area of your life is now dissolving. Like if it's in the seventh house, you could be feeling like a relationship is dissolving. If it's in the 8th house or 2nd house, you can feel like your money is dissolving. If you feel that it's the 4th house or the 9th house, that could have to do with parents. I have my Neptune at 29 degrees of Virgo, and it's right on my midheaven. And I'm feeling my life work of the past dissolving right now, even my website, and I know I'm in a complete new beginning. It will all be so amazing because that 29 degrees Neptune is one of the reasons that I have very strong psychic ability and that I'm so sensitive, and it's being highlighted right now, and I have been seeing things that have been absolutely amazing. It began in 2023. I felt as if I was losing my footing. Things were not as secure as they used to be. Luckily, I knew that it was the end of an old episode, so I worked hard just to observe instead of trying to save it. At first, I tried to save it until I caught on what was going on. So don't panic. Just observe what's moving away to allow the new to be born. The antidote to that is give yourself a greater feeling of stability and security. The antidote is Mother Nature, especially with your bare feet on the earth, or hug a tree, or use breathwork. The most tangible antidote is bare feet on the earth. It gives you that greater feeling of connection and solidity. Of course, ultimately, our anchor is our inner being. You know, it's funny. I'm in my grandmother's house where I was when I was a little girl, and she used to send me out to a tree to meditate. Before, when she was punishing me, she didn't spank. She gave me a sit-upon to go outside and sit against the tree. So this week, I'm making plans to get a plank across the stream so I can go across the stream and find that tree. And I'm going to put a bench under it, and I'm going to go there like I used to as a child and meditate. I think that'll be really terrific. This process over the next few months, particularly, could really show us the depths of the illusions that we've been living with, the deceptions, the illusions that we've been experiencing in recent times. We are going back over the energies of Saturn, Neptune, and they're both in Pisces retrograde. Issues around water, seas, oceans, lakes, toxicity, chemicals, drugs, oil, lies, deceptions, blood, and the immune system, and poisons. All of these will be issues over the next few months. Just know that it's signaling the end to all these illusions. There can be a time of disillusionment coming in as the veils fall away. This is a necessary process and allows that to happen, because this way we will find more truthful ground. At times you may feel you're adrift or somewhat in a void. This kind of feeling may give you a much greater sensitivity to suffering in the world, be it that human or animal. It also potentially increases your sense of compassion. When we have a greater compassion, we move closer to unity consciousness as we come together with all humanity, and that can be very productive. It's pretty powerful. Neptune transits are the most manageable in reminding us of the malleability of our reality, but also that we can always change gears with these transits. When we feel, I'm in a fog, I don't know who I am, I'm weepy, I'm droopy, I'm lost, at those times, turn to something spiritual or creative. Meditate more. Listen to sacred music. Be in nature. Create. Write poetry or do some art. Even in quiet late stages of life, I've known people in their 60s and 70s and even older become artists, poets, novelists, whatever. It can be very productive if you start to move to the spiritual, creative part of yourself. Remember, the music has to play in your birth chart. So if you're using up the energy positively, it has less energy to manifest it negatively. Always remember that. Really beginning in this explosive month of July, all these things will be happening. The veils are falling, and that will start to take us into the autumn period, the fall equinox, when Pluto retrogrades back for its final time to the last couple of degrees of Capricorn in its 248-year cycle. So it shifts back into Capricorn September 2nd through November 9th, and it won't be coming back into Capricorn again for about another 240 years. There are big shifts, these endings and beginnings. Whatever is being revealed during these Saturn-Neptune retrogrades will have the ingredients ready when Pluto retrogrades in September, back into those last degrees of Capricorn. So we're getting ready for that to happen. That might be like the third step. First step, Saturn. Second step, Neptune. Third step, Pluto. It may feel as if things are going backwards, back into that old order. Now, don't allow yourself to be fearful. To the contrary, my service and this show on VBS Radio is to make you aware that if you start to feel like that, like Neptune and Pisces, don't let yourself go into fear. And with Neptune and Pisces, there's another virus coming up. Saturn brings more attempts for government control, and that could be the economy and your money or the stock market, whatever. These retrogrades are like a divine test. Are we going to react the same way as last time? Or Have we expanded our consciousness enough to move on? So we are in a different state. If being and reacting differently than we did before, in this last phase, this very last gasp of the old order, the old system, we can act with love, and we can act with a greater understanding. You can bet your bottom dollar that it's going to be messy at the 3D level. You can't get a new kitchen or bathroom without a lot of mess and rubble. Just know it's going to be messy. But if you don't have to live in that 3D level, and I hope these words and insights resonate with you. I hope you understand what's happening and what's going on, and that they will calm you down and you'll be able to step back and watch it. Not be a part of it. Just watch it. We're going to take a break into our weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back with a lot more information after this. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of July 1st through July 7th, 2024. We are entering a very explosive month worldwide. July brings Neptune's subtle workings during the sign changes of other planets. It begins with explosive news at the beginning of the month, unexpected events during the Mars-Uranus conjunction in mid-July, and the possibility of reconciliation during the Capricorn full moon. The quality of time in the coming weeks will be subtle but clearly influenced by Neptune. Neptune is at the very end of the zodiac in the sign of Pisces, which also ends the zodiac. It begins its retrograde phase on July 2nd. However, as it begins the retrograde phase on July 2nd at 29 degrees Pisces, it will not yet enter Aries until 2025. Neptune remains in the last few minutes of the arc of Pisces this month and slowly moves backwards. All planets entering any new sign in July form an aspect with Neptune during its retrograde phase. They carry its boundary dissolving qualities with them into the new beginning. Neptune's transcendent quality is terrific for mystical experiences, but you may experience occasional confusion and lack of energy in everyday life. This month, it is worth paying attention to alertness, clear agreements, and conscious boundaries. The first action takes place on July 2nd. Mercury leaves Cancer and enters Leo, forming a trine with Neptune. This trine stimulates the imagination, and you can grasp some complex relationships intuitively. On July 3rd, Mercury reaches an opposition to Pluto in Aquarius, and Venus in Cancer trines Saturn in Pisces. We should receive explosive messages now, which could subsequently take on a great significance. Check carefully whether what people tell you is accurate. Some may take things too far right now and really exaggerate. Both Canada and the U.S. are celebrating holidays this week. Monday, Canada Day, is filled with an upbeat vibe. It's an excellent day for socializing and strengthening bonds with family and friendships. If you choose to go off the beaten path and break traditional routines to try something different, you will be rewarded with powerful, memorable experiences. Tuesday can be a time of making some of your dreams come true. Take some action with weddings, proposals, moving in together, or a job interview. If you're single, you couldn't ask for a better time to look for love or to go out on a first date. Look for kind and responsible partners for long-term success. Wednesday brings in stubborn, resentful energy and possible upsets with authority figures. Thursday, July 4th, is a lazy energy day. Luckily for the Americans, this is the Independence Day holiday, so sleep in late with a smile. Action, get it done energy returns on Friday, a day where you can get a massive amount of work done and make major headway with your business goals. If you want to look for a new job, pitch a work project, or start a new business, this is one of the best days of the year to put your plans into successful action. Saturday is filled with positive energy that you can apply to any area of life, from work to family, friends, and love. Afternoon or evening dates promise to be very romantic. Sunday starts off with some manipulative energy, but ends at noontime. This allows mental clarity and spirit generosity and sharing to return in the afternoon. By nighttime, you'll want to stay in, curl up, and enjoy a good movie with family or lovers. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call, to ask a question, or book some time with me for a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Leave your name and phone number clearly, and someone will get back to you. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Sorry about that. We're laughing over here, which is fun. But we're going to have a very imaginative time the first few days of July because Mercury is in trine with Neptune. And that's wonderful for the imagination. Expect to have powerful news or a power day on the 3rd when Mercury in Leo opposes Pluto. This is around power struggles. Forceful communication, arguments, strong speech in the world news. Then on July 5th, we move into the new moon, and this is at 14 degrees Cancer. It happens at 6:57 p.m. Eastern Time. This new moon conjuncts our spiritual sun, Sirius, which is 10 times brighter than our real sun. Sirius was very important in ancient times. In Egypt, it was linked to a spiritual awakening, discovering and expressing your unique essence authentically, to receiving higher frequency information. Both the sun and the new moon conjunct Sirius as well in the U.S. chart. Again, we're having the USA highlighted during this month as we have had in many of the recent months. This is a very beautiful aspect. It opens us up to receiving higher frequency information. Another aspect to our expanding consciousness. So, see where 14 degrees of Cancer falls in your birth chart. Don't forget to set a new intention for whatever new seeds you wish to plant. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to birth? What are you trying to manifest? And which house area does 14 degrees of Cancer fall for you? You can cast your chat online at astrology.com and find out. Also, 14 degrees Cancer is at the midheaven of the UK chart in London, in the UK, in the 10th house of government leadership. So I'm going to tell you that King Charles will probably abdicate the throne this fall and bring in Prince William as the new king. Also, they have an election in government, parliament, and there will more likely be a change there as well. That's happening in July. You watch. It'll happen. I predicted that on Coast to Coast in 2020. I predicted about King Charles. I have it recorded. In the U.S. chart, the degree falls in the ninth house of legalities. Legalities. Important legalities affecting the country and foreign relations. So we're going to see what unfolds because Trump is supposed to be sentenced at that time. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Cancer is a water sign. It's very sensitive. It has to do with gentleness, empathy, sympathy, mothering, nurturing. There's a very strong need for a home, for your home to be your sanctuary. Cancers have to have a safe and secure home to retreat to. The energy is about emotional security, financial security. It's very important for all cancers to have their own nest, a safe nest to retreat from all the hubbub in the world. Cancers not only need nurturing themselves, but instinctively know what other people need to feel nurtured. It's very motherly energy, and it often has to do with cooking. What kind of homey pursuits do you like? It's a very caring, very loving, in a motherly way. This new moon is opposite Sirius to the degree, and Sirius brings in issues about harvest, grain, food. And I do think we're going to be having some issues coming up around that. What happened around food production and the farming in the world? What's going on? Sirius is trining Mars and Uranus, and this brings suggestions of innovation in food production and farming. Please, as I have suggested many times, please try to grow some food at home, even if it's only microgreens in your windowsill. You have to learn how to have a garden. And believe me, you really have to be careful. We also have certain aspects that link us to having a better understanding of the universal light, the new light that's coming in from the galaxy, how it works, and what it can do for us. It's very linked to photonic light, shimmering moonlight. I told you about that before. That has plasma content. We have sunlight. We have moonlight on the sea. We know that water is a medium to carry the light. And water with light carries information as we drink it. And this allows us to ingest a lot of information. That's why we need to drink water so much. The more structured the water is, Saturn and Pisces, structured water, the more high-frequency information we can take in. Water carries memory. Also, this energy is linked to food growth. There's something about that. The more structured the water that we use is, the more light that it can carry, boosting the food crop yield, as well as boosting the nutrients within the food, something that I think we're going to learn and understand. I also believe that our raised consciousness is going to have a greater part in food growth. You know what? We already know that if you spit on seeds as you're planting them, when the vegetable grows, it will carry anything, any nutrient that you are deficient in. Is that not beautiful? These seeds will naturally produce that mineral in order to make it up for your body or to compensate for your lack. And to me, that is mind-blowing. Something more, when we apply our consciousness, our light, and our intention in boosting food growth, the spouse grows stronger and in greater numbers. Did you ever hear about talking to your plants? A lot of people do that when they water them or when they walk around the house, and the plants will respond. There's been all kinds of tests on that. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to have our break now, and I will be back with so much more news. So keep listening, and I'll see you shortly.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com bbs.org/letsfindout. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
And that was Nat King Cole with Nature Boy. I wanted to play a song tonight about nature, and I thought that was appropriate. So I've had a lot of emails asking me about spitting on the seeds, the story that I told you. My grandmother told me that when I was a young girl, and she was teaching me how to build a garden. And as far as I know, it came from the belief of shamans. She was a shaman from the Povos Indians in Maine. So I wanted to share you where I got it from. But if you look it up, I'm sure you'll see it has been proven scientifically. And I just think it's amazing. So let's talk about the new moon. The new moon is square to the north node. Again, that's on July 5th. In Cancer. This brings in new scientific information, enabling us to regenerate the earth, to bring back the nutrients to the soil. Scientists are investigating something called rapamycin. It's an element that regenerates our ecosystem and helps with longevity. What we're looking at here is a strong regeneration energy using consciousness. And that's some of the information that's coming from the center of the galaxy. Using more harmonious balance with nature. And that's Libra and the South Node that's helping us with that. Getting right back into balance. And Libra represents balance. A harmonious balance with nature, understanding the light, the water, the greater importance of our consciousness in regenerating ourselves and our Earth. This will accelerate the arrival of the new Earth faster than we think. It will not be a 3D slog of decades. If we looked at this logically, we would feel that it's going to take us a very long time. It's not going to be like that. This energy operates at a quantum level. This is partially because we still have the finger of Donk, the finger of God, astrology in the heavens. I've mentioned this before, I think last March. So you can go back to that archive. It's a long-running finger of fate for the rest of 2024 and all of 2025, and ongoing from there. This energy is super strong in terms of regeneration. Just to point out as well, this new moon is in a very obsessive aspect. Now, this could suggest, again, greater attempts for control. However, Pluto is still in Aquarius, so this attempt is marking the beginning of the shift of power to the people. Pluto moving from Capricorn into Aquarius in November. It's not going to happen in a day, or a week, or a month. It's only the beginning of the shift of power to the people. The new moon in Cancer is a step forward, but it will be amplified very soon. I think because the rest of 2024 has a very different energy. You'll start to see it in the next couple of days. Because in terms of the collapse of the old and the birth of the new, truth is coming to the light in a bigger way. The new moon in Cancer is a very strong point of this new beginning. The gift of astrology energy, the first half of 2024, is that the galactic energy has opened up many new channels. And they've never been opened before on this planet. And we really are beginning to understand the interconnectedness of everything in a bigger way. The energy for the rest of the first part of July. On the 11th, we have a wide trine with Venus and Neptune. This brings in sensitivity, love, and empathy. It's incredibly creative energy. Intuitive, wonderful for creating beauty. Then Venus will oppose Pluto on the 12th, 1 degree Leo Pluto. Check your chart. You could be running into some controlling or possessive behavior. That too will pass. It's very quick moving energy, so don't panic. This energy could also bring in a fundamental change in currencies. So listen to what I'm telling you. Venus rules money. And it's opposing Pluto. So it could also bring a fundamental change in currencies. One thing to highlight is that on the 8th of July, Mars comes into conjunct Uranus at 21 degrees of Taurus. Now, you may remember that this degree was where we had the very first important Jupiter-Taurus conjunction in April. This began a new 14-year cycle. This energy was about a real jump in our consciousness, an expansion of consciousness, truth coming to light, greater cosmic understanding, in a really exciting way. Mars is going to reactivate the energy of that conjunction in April. And again, go back to my archives to hear that show again to get the information. Mars will reactivate the energy between July 14th and July 16th. This is explosive and very important. It will also conjunct the fixed star, Algor. Fixed stars move 1 degree about every 72 years. This star does not have a good reputation. It's about people losing their heads. So what I did was, I went back to 1952. That was 70 years ago. And I looked at what was happening to leaders at that time in countries. Here we go. Queen Elizabeth was crowned Queen of the UK after her father had passed away. Nehru wins a general election in India. Dwight D. Eisenhower was elected President of the USA, and Republicans took back both the House and the Senate in 1952. The last time we had this energy. Yes, people can lose their heads as the energy travels through this time, but it's more about leaders losing their power. So the fact that Mars conjunct Uranus at 26 degrees is a big deal at this time. This Mars-Uranus conjunction is eruptive, explosive, combustible. It's about the truth coming to light. It's a big spiritual awakening. It's seismic activity, hurricanes, as we are now witnessing, literal earthquakes, political, financial shocks and surprises. It's a shocking, sudden, explosive energy, almost like a hidden bomb, or problems with fireworks going off. So this energy will be very interesting as to see what it reveals. If it's aspecting anything in your chart at 21 through 28 degrees Taurus, or any of the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, you can feel very restless, agitated, and feel a strong need for freedom. Like we have to go and do this. The energy aspects things that we have already outgrown. We could be taken up to galactic connections as well. Taken up to the higher mind to see the big picture. Have an out-of-body experience. It's really a very exciting big deal. And you can get downloads, insights, big quantum jumps in your consciousness, and this can very quickly expand your consciousness in a quantum jump. It's emphasized on the 16th with the Moon in Scorpio, opposing the Mars-Uranus-Algor conjunction, which is triple power. I do not want to make any political statements. Not really that interested in politics, just astrology and raising our collective consciousness. But let me remind you that the Republican National Convention is from July 15th through the 18th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 26 degrees Taurus is conjunct the midheaven of Donald Trump's chart. And for him, it's status and reputation. There could be some sudden shift in his status and reputation. Some sudden, shocking news about him. I'm going to say one thing. I do hope security will be more than very tight at the Republican convention, because there could be a lot of sneaky stuff going on. And I'm very concerned. This energy opposes the son of President Biden. His son is in the 12th house, linked to secret enemies, quite serious health issues, and rules his 9th house of legalities, and foreign relations. His sun is at 27 degrees of Scorpio. Also, it's directly opposing the midheaven of the France chart. It's at 27 degrees of Scorpio. Again, this involves leadership, government. President Macron has called for snap elections, and that process is running until the 7th of July. With the Taurus triple conjunction opposing that, it suggests a radical change in government in France. I understand that Macron is running very poorly, so it will be interesting to see how this all plays out. If you are aspected with all this energy, and there is a generation of baby boomers who are, those born between 1940 and 1948, just go with the change. Go with the freedom. Don't resist it. Because if you resist, the universe will do it for you. And that can be very painful. You never want the universe to do what you're really supposed to do. At the time of this triple conjunction in Taurus, transiting Jupiter is in Gemini. It's conjuncting the Uranus in the U.S. chart. Uranus is at 8 degrees Gemini in the U.S. chart. This has to do with seismic activity, hurricanes, mudslides, earthquakes, forest fires. We will be seeing seismic activity all over the world, really. Uranus is a planet of the unpredictable, the unexpected. It's like electricity, uncontrollable, chain lightning. It always pulls the rug out from underneath you. It's so difficult to predict what it's going to be doing. Where is it going to go? Whatever you predict, it won't be that. Uranus wants to shock and surprise you, so it won't let you know where it's going to spring up and strike. We will certainly see a lot more truth coming to the light, particularly in the U.S., because that's what Uranus is about. It's about truth. It rules the third house of communication and the media. Well, I'll be. So we'll be seeing some really interesting develops and uncovering of truth in the media. That triple conjunction is cascading and expanding the whole spiritual awakening that started with the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on the 20th of April. Gracious, there's a lot going on the planet and in the universe. I will be detailing the second full moon in Capricorn on the 21st of July, which is on the Sunday. It all happens after the Taurus triple conjunction and the Republican National Convention. It will be very powerful energy concerning governments, institutions, corporations around the world, and shining that light brightly on the old order. The energies are certainly building emotional intensity. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of the show. Well, of course, we have our music. So very wisely, I picked Williams singing Water. And then we're going to hear Moonlight at My Window, do the meditation, and go out with wonderful Richard and his journey into the unknown. I'll be back next week, and next week is call-in week, so I hope that you'll have a lot of questions concerning all this energy. I would love to answer them for you. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Happy 4th of July, everybody, and good night.
It's known by many names. The Moslems call it Jah. The Hindu call it Pani. The Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world nothing soothes the pain like water. Dear sister water, so humble and pure. I would cry too if I was a cloud. I would cry long and I would cry loud if I could wash away the world. If I could wash away the words. If I could wash away. Because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Oh, God. sweet moonlight. Oh, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Will you take me to my dream? Will you carry me on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window, oh sweet moonlight, oh take me to the stars.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the almighty power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God. Thank you.